Thank you. And we're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley will be back next week. We're pleased to welcome as our special guest, president of the Community College of Rhode Island, Megan Hughes.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, of course, the big news this week, the Trump administration announced they'll be ending the program known as DACA, which provided protection from deportation for young immigrants brought to this country illegally when they were children. The reaction from colleges has been quite critical. Megan Hughes, what are your thoughts?
The community college signed a letter with over 600 colleges and universities from around the United States indicating our strong support for all of our students, no exceptions. We have a long history of serving the undocumented students that were brought as children by their parents to this country, and we intend to continue to serve them. We're working very, very actively to design a plan so that we can best support those students and connect them to the kind of community resources we know they will need.
And I understand you typically have in a given semester about 50 students under the DACA program. What will be the impact, do you think, for those students?
So, you know, obviously we're talking about speculation, and we don't segment our students. So I don't walk into my college every day and look around a room and try to identify who those students are. And in fact, there's federal law that prevents us from sharing confidential information about any of our students. So we don't collect those records because they have very little to do with educating someone. What I can say right now is for everyone that is in that scenario, there's an enormous amount of fear and uncertainty. And what we hope our students will do will feel safe coming to our college.
Now, Scott, President Trump and his administration are saying that part of the reason they are ending this program is they don't believe they can defend it in court. What do you think? Is that true? Is that
obviously there's going to be a full employment lawsuits for immigration lawyers on this one. We all know that. This really goes back to Congress, though. This was put in by Obama through executive action, as we know. And Congress is supposed to set the rules for immigration. It's a federal system. It's not supposed to be state by state or college by college. And one of the big problems is that Congress, over the years, has dropped the ball on this. They originally had a deal worked out going as far back as the G.W. Bush administration to have a pathway to citizenship for people who find themselves in this dilemma.
And but they've never been able to get that through.
Precisely. The Republicans decided that they were going to play to their anti-immigrant base, and they dropped out of the negotiations, essentially. We've got a real problem here with this, and I don't get this, particularly in Rhode Island, which is an immigrant state, number one. Number two, we have a low birth rate, and we need young people for our economic future and, frankly, for our cultural future to get an education.
Looking at Congress right now, do you think the picture is any different today? Is there any more of a chance that Congress will be able to pass something similar to DACA, as Trump has suggested perhaps they should?
Well, I think it's pretty bleak. And the closer we get to the 2018 midterms, the more difficult it's going to get. I fear that the voters are going to have to sort this one out.
Now, one thing we should say is that students who are under the DACA program and students who are not under the DACA program, if they are here without documentation, at least in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, can still pay in-state tuition at our state colleges and universities. And that includes, I believe, the free tuition waivers that for the first time are now available at CCRI. President of CCRI, Megan Hughes, tell me, what impact are you seeing in a more broad sense on enrollment this year?
Sure. So a couple of things I would say. When we look back at what led to that awarding of in-state tuition, you know, as an educator, of course, I fundamentally believe all people deserve a quality education. From a bottom line, just revenue standpoint, the fact is those students weren't attending any of our higher ed institutions because they couldn't afford it. So if you were only looking at the bottom line, this was good business. By awarding in-state, we actually saw that revenue line increase. I think the next thing I would say is probably a great opportunity to talk about the promise. right? So want to start by thanking the governor and the legislature for doing the right thing and for making Rhode Island the fourth state in the country to provide 2 years of higher ed education for first-time, full-time high school graduates. In terms of the impact, if you want me to take you back to DACA, you know, that's a tiny fraction of who we'll be serving.
Right, no, but what about the larger impact moving away from DACA?
Sure, sure.
Enrollment must be up.
Yeah, we're delighted, unbelievably proud of our team, given that we had a delay this summer in signing the budget. We actually had 4 weeks to implement, and to give you some sense of what the team did, Tennessee, which sort of led the country with this kind of work, had a full year and additional funding to actually recruit and market and implement. We had 4 weeks. What Tennessee saw was a 25% increase in that cohort. Our team, the team at the Community College of Rhode Island, achieved the same exact outcome with 4 weeks. So we're unbelievably proud of that, and we can't wait to see what we can do with the class of 2020 next year.
And 20%, how many students are we talking about?
So we're going to welcome, we anticipate, right? Our numbers are evolving hour by hour. It's first week of class, but we're looking at 1,200 promise students who are walking through our door for the first time.
And there are some strings attached to that. Students have to be in good standing to keep receiving the free tuition, correct?
Yes.
But there were also questions raised about, you know, whether there should be other strings attached.
Yeah, there were some people in the legislature who mentioned if this is going to be extended, particularly to the four-year colleges, that there might be some kind of a give-back provision. In other words, if we pay for you to go to school, perhaps you do a service year, I don't care what it is, city year or work in a hospital, give back something to the state taxpayers who helped you with your education. Does that make any sense?
So let me say this. I think we've had a very healthy conversation statewide about this, and I think all of us together are going to learn an enormous amount from the first year and continue to adapt and improve. And I acknowledge that there are multiple viewpoints about what it should actually look like. Having said that, here's what I know about our students. 90% of them stay right here in Rhode Island after they graduate. 70% of our students are working. So I guess what I would offer is I believe our students are already doing a great deal to contribute to the economy in Rhode Island, right? They're providing what we know we need. In terms of the service, I think it's a very interesting question to raise given who we serve, which is predominantly first-gen, low-income students. We'd have to better understand how we make that work for their lives and their responsibilities to themselves and their families.
We only have about a minute left, but in that time, I'm wondering, with this surge in enrollment, typically community colleges struggle with completion rates, and of course CCRI is no exception. What are you going to do to make sure that more students can make it all the way through the program?
I think one of the things we're most excited about with the promise is that we have secured additional funding to provide the kind of holistic, strong wraparound support.
Does the free tuition help with that? I mean, money is often a reason students drop out.
So yes and no, right? The majority of our students are already receiving federal financial aid. I think it's these additional dollars that will need to come in to support what Pell dollars don't cover that are going to be required in order to really attack our completion rates.
That's all we have time for, so we'll have to leave it there. My thanks to you, Megan Hughes, the president of the Community College of Rhode Island.
Thanks so much.
And as always, thanks to you, Scott McKay, political analyst for Rhode Island Public Radio.
Always great to be here.